Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, my friends, time for What Would Deacon Do? Hallelujah.
All right. Every once in a while on this show, our very religious producer, Reverend Rob, Deacon Downer, the master pastor, is kind enough to offer advice to a listener who is facing a moral dilemma. And here is an email that I received yesterday. My wife's brother sent a family email out yesterday saying that no one should give each other Christmas gifts this year.
Oh, off the hook. All right.
Bah humbug.
We have had a traditional family Christmas forever, and my wife and I truly enjoy giving gifts to the family, especially our nieces and nephews.
Of course.
Their son is in his first year at college, so I get it. They may be struggling financially, but I still want to get gifts for everybody, including my mother. What would Deacon do? Mm. That's a very interesting dilemma.
Yeah.
One part of the family doesn't want to spend the money on gifts.
Yeah.
So then everybody has to respond and react. What would Deacon do?
No soup for you.
Hi, Chalupa. This is a tough one because it's Jesus's birthday, yeah, you know, and you don't want to be the guy not bringing a gift to the birthday.
Right?
But then again, the best gift is the Lord. So maybe that's what he's giving.
Yeah.
The spirit of goodwill. You know, I got compassion for this, and you don't want to make this a big deal because you don't know why, you know.
Why
immediately,
they don't
I
do
think,
it.
Well, oh, you know, maybe he's cheap or maybe.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to spend all that money. But then if you dig a little bit deeper, it could be, you know, financial troubles.
Well,
he didn't expect, you know, a bonus, or he was expecting a bonus. It didn't happen. And everybody goes through this. So if they don't want to give gifts, I mean, how do you force that upon anybody?
Well, yeah, but you don't want to guilt out family either. You know, you got to try and have a conversation. But I can't afford to buy you a gift. I don't want you to give me a gift because you feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if the guy is politely asking, hey, don't, you know, we're not going to buy you gifts. Don't buy us gifts. Just cross them off your list, man.
The problem is that they say that everybody has to participate.
Right, which is kind of.
I could see if you just said, we're not going to be able to buy gifts. You're not obligated to get us one.
Right,
but that's tough to say.
If
you're not doing gifts, maybe, I can't say skip it. I was going to say, you know, if you're not going to bring gifts, don't go. But I've been that guy where I show up because I want my family, you know, I want my kids to see the family, and I unfortunately can't bring a lot of gifts. I would say if you can scratch something together for the kids, you know, at least try to bring something for the kids. But I don't think they need to feel obliged. And whoever makes the rule that you have to, I mean, what kind of Christmas Nazi are you?
Yeah.
You're the opposite.
If I would like to get a gift for somebody, I'm going to get a gift for somebody. Hey. I see, the thing is, they don't want to be made to feel bad because currently they know, they can't buy gifts, so they don't want anybody else to give gifts because they don't want to feel bad. I mean, that seems to me a little bit selfish.
Just feel bad.
But
what's up with the family that is like the opposite of Burgermeister Burger, where he wanted no gifts for Christmas, and they're making everybody bring gifts. Maybe this. Did you ever think maybe this guy's scared of Santa Claus? Maybe he's claustrophobic.
What about the homemade gift? That used to be a go-to when I was a kid. That was a go-to.
The macaroni jar.
As a kid?
Yeah.
No, even nowadays, I'll raise my hand and say I've done this.
Yeah.
I have some art pieces at home that I've, you know, drawn and painted. And I've
give
gone to the copying place
and
made duplicates and handed them out. And people have hung them up in their house. And, you know, you go to Michael's and you have a little pro-Trump meltdown, you get a frame and you make it look nice. And there's nothing wrong with the homemade gifts.
Is it like a nude painting of yourself or something?
It's a nude painting of LB. Titanic that ish. LB, lay on your couch. I'm going to paint you.
I mean, this sounds a little bit like if I can't get gifts, nobody else should be able to, which is not really up my alley. But all right.
But then again, so, this whole gift giving thing, it's
out of control.
Not to feel guilt. It really has taken on.
It's about the kids. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, it really should be about the kids.
It's about making somebody feel happy for Jesus' birthday.
No, it's about me.
Yes.
If you're out of college, it's about Christmas dinner and some cocktails with the relatives,
right? Have your kids make everybody something. Get some macaroni bracelets together. You know who's going to shame that. You show up with macaroni bracelets with a bow on it, you're good to go. You brought your gifts, and nobody can say anything. Don't tell them that you made them, though.
Not in front of your face, but for the rest of time, behind your back, they'll be checking.
And then every time you see them for the rest of the year, you go, oh, where's that bracelet? I don't see you wearing that macaroni bracelet.
LB's family's like, oh, another autographed 8x10. Awesome. I got those the last 5 years. Thanks.
Always. LB.
It's a gift. Hey, Ken, it's a gift featuring me.
Look, it's not the same one. It's a different action photo, man.
Hey, again, right. I have to raise my hand. Last year to my cousin Joe, that was one of the gifts I gave him. Autograph LB, 8x10. But that was a huge hit at my family Christmas party.
I'm sure they're still treasuring it today.
It's up on the wall.
The dog's peeing on it right now.
Well, that is what would Deacon do.
You have officially been saved by WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.